And now, here he is, Ed.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't intend that. Well, you guys there in the studio, I didn't expect that. Here's Ed. There's another Ed that's with us, and we'd rather him open the program. And if we get that ready to go, we will be very happy. How about Ed? You go ahead and open the show.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It is time.
Yeah, that's the Ed we wanted.
To cast off words, darkness.
Yeah. It's good to have you with us.
It is time.
It's a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. Hallelujah to God. There's a lot going on, and this is time to look up, to look unto the mountains from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the name of the Lord who created heaven and earth. And we're so thankful for him that he is on the throne, that he's changing things, that good things are happening for those who will believe, and good things are happening for those who will just wake up and hear the sound of God's trumpet. Yeah, because it's time to wake up the troops. It's time to get out of your stupor, out of your slumber. Rise up and declare the kingdom of God, because it is time. If you hear the trumpet blowing, boy, you better get out of bed and get on your feet. You know, there's so much to live for. There's so much to be involved with. God's doing great things in the earth, and he's calling you. This is Right Now Radio. This is exactly right now for our time today. We speak unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort, and that's what we've been assigned to do, to speak right now, edification unto your life. My name's Ed Gutfeld. So glad you're with us to share in the great things that are going on. And we would like to just tell you that our sponsor for this hour, for this broadcast, is 2 Core 10-4. And we've talked to the good people at 2 Core 10-4, and we have them as a sponsor. We're very happy for that. 2 Core 10-4 is a secret ingredient, a secret element, a secret application that has been hidden from people's eyes and hearts, but now is being revealed in a greater fashion. And we're so glad that 2 Core 10-4 is signed up with us, and we're signed up with them. In fact, we'll go ahead and play you their spot even now. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. Yeah, that's a spot from 2 Core 10-4. We thank God for them. You know, that 2 Corinthians 10-4. It can happen in just a moment. So let's do that right now. Let's take some. We're on the air here, but we can go ahead and take some. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So let's do that. Let's just cast it down. This casting down power is what makes 2 Core 10-4 so powerful. It's the active ingredient, is the casting down power. In the name of Jesus, I speak to those thoughts in our hearts and our minds. You speak to them too. We speak to them right now. We command you to get out in the name of the Lord. We cast you down and get under our feet, and we tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the evil one, and we refuse to have these cares as a part of our life in the mightiest name of all, the name of Jesus. And that is our birthright, that we can cast down those imaginations that try to store up in our mind, congest it with traffic, and bring all the horns and all the traffic jam and all the road rage of walking in this earth. God gave us the shoes of the gospel of peace to walk in this earth so that we don't have to get all bogged down on the road that we're traveling. We thank God for that. Hey, this theme, if you will, for today is praise. Praise is to express a favorable judgment, to commend. And who are we praising? Well, you praise your children, hopefully when they do well, and you praise your wife when she cooks a good meal or has a great idea or has a beautiful word for the family, and your husband the same. You praise friends, but that's a type of praise, certainly, and that is to express a favorable judgment. But we're thinking of it more from the standpoint of glorifying God, to glorify God, especially by the attribute of perfections. God has many, many perfections. Somebody said, well, how do you praise God? You find out the attributes of God, and you want to glorify by the attribution of perfections. And when we glorify God, we're glorifying his attributes. The Bible said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He's a mighty God. There's so many things about our God that we can praise. He's good. The Bible said in Psalm 118, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. There's so many different attributes, and we'll bring out some of those in the broadcast today. But we've got some songs here that speak of, be blessed, my Lord, because it's time to praise him. Ben Farrell has this song, and we just enjoy the ministry of Ben. And we're thankful for songs like this. Be blessed, my Lord, praising God for his wonderful attributes. Make it a part of your life. Join in with Ben right now. Be blessed, my Lord.
I was born to praise you. Lift my hands and raise them up to you, Lord. I was born to worship, love and adore you, my Lord. Storms of life may blow, but they won't stop me, no, no. I'll keep singing my song of praises up to you. Be blessed, my Lord, with my song of praise. Be blessed, my Lord, with my love today. Oh, you have blessed me with your spirit.
Yeah, that's Ben Farrell with Be Blessed, My Lord. There's so much to give God thanks for and praise, to express a favorable judgment, to commend, to glorify. God has many attributes of perfections. In Psalm 91, the psalmist says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. That is just one verse. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. My goodness, the Lord is my refuge, even the Most High, He's my habitation. He's the place where I live. Because of this, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. He gives His angels charge over me. That's an attribute of God. He gives His angels charge over us. He shall bear thee up in their hand. They shall bear thee up, the angels will, in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. That's divine protection. And it says, because ye set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. These are all the things God will do. He said, if you call upon me, I'll answer you. He's the God who answers. You could just lift your hands and say, you're the God who answers. I'll be with him in trouble. Thank you, Lord. You'll be with me in trouble. I will deliver him. Lord, you're my deliverer. I'll honor him. Thank you, Lord, for honoring me. All these things, we can express a favorable judgment. When God says something, we should express something back to Him in a favorable way of praise. I know that this sort of it gets with some people. You know, Psalm 92 says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises to His name. Somebody said, well, I'm not a singer, I don't praise. Well, you know what? When you when you find out about God, you're going to start to be a singer, because it gives God pleasure. You know, he inhabits, the scripture said, the praises of His people. Psalm 22 said, Psalm 22, 23, 24, all in those passages talks about the ministry of the Lord and the ministry that He's, when He had on the cross, the ministry now that is a shepherd, the ministry that He will have as the king and ruler of the earth. But in Psalm 22, He says, you inhabit the praises of your people. And there is so many different kinds of ways to praise the Lord, but certainly one of them is yada in the Hebrew, yada, to extend your hands and lift them up to the Lord, and toda, to extend your hands, showing agreement. When you come into a place of agreement with God, you can lift up your hands, say, Lord, I agree with this. And somebody said, well, I don't like to lift up my hands. Well, hey, you know what? That's a flesh thing. The weight of the flesh says you can't lift up your hands. But I'll tell you what, when the lightness of the Spirit comes, everything that has breath starts praising the Lord. And you begin to have a whole different idea about what it means to praise God. You begin to have a whole different idea about praising Him. And so you begin to get excited about the things of God, because He'll deliver you. He'll strengthen you. With long life, He'll satisfy you. And it's just something that you can't hold back anymore. You know, would to God the whole world could hear us just speaking right now of this wonderful truth about lifting up holy hands, about trusting God, about entering into a place of worship maybe you've never done before. Well, here's Matt Redman. He's going to lead us into a place of worship. Yeah, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let experience a new dimension of worship in your life and praise. Todah, lift your hands to Him, and let everything that has breath praise His name.
Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young.
Yeah, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. We can lift our voice to the Lord. What a good thing to do. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. That's what the word says. And if it's a good thing, then it's a good thing. And if it's a good thing, then you want to do it. Somebody said, what's a good thing for somebody else? No, it's a good thing for you. You have a praise life that God wants to hear. God's a father, and we're his children. We're his people. And he's made us to sing praises to his name. Somebody said, I don't have a singing voice, but you have a voice. Hallelujah. God takes that voice, and it's amazing. We have instruments that can make a voice sound beautiful, even if it doesn't. And we have these ways of manipulating a file or a voice or a sound, and you can make it sound stronger and bigger. And that's what God hears. He sees your heart if your heart is full of worship. Oh, I implore you, step out of yourself and step into God. Let him touch you with something that is incredibly beyond yourself. You know, the Holy Spirit, when things are done the way God wants them done, it's amazing what happens. There's praise and there's worship, because that's what happens in heaven, because God's in control there. You know, the scripture said in Psalm 94, the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. These are attributes of God that we can give thanks for, to express a favorable judgment. What do you think about what God is doing? Well, I'm just sitting here right here, I'm just thinking about me. You know, I'm asking you, what do you think about God's attributes? Well, I just, I've got my hands folded and I'm just listening. Well, that's good. That's all right. But it could be something that where you step out of yourself and you just kind of say, God, I'm going to tell you what I think about your attributes. And then the Lord says, okay, you're hooking up with me. Heaven and earth have now come into agreement. And then God says that he will inhabit those praises. And when God inhabits praises, things start changing. Oh yeah, the angels show up and red seas split. Yeah, eyes open up, ears open up, sicknesses fall off of people. Oh, glory to God. You say, well, you're painting such a beautiful picture. No, I'm telling you what the Bible says. God inhabits the praises of his people. And in Acts 4, when they were in trouble and they lifted up hands to God and they started praising God for who he was, they said, you're the Holy One. You made heaven and earth, and you all things are in your hands. The Bible said they were all filled with boldness and began to speak the word of God with boldness. That's an attribute of God that comes on the inside of you when you connect with him, is that he puts boldness on the inside of you, and boldness can make the difference between life and death in a situation. So I just want to encourage you. Oh, come on, step out of ourselves, step into God. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. This is Hillsongs. And they sing a different version of this. Same words is what I mean, different song. And we can praise him in the sanctuary. We can praise him wherever we go, in your car, down the street. Doesn't matter what's going on. We can praise him 24/7. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Hillsong. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, we extend our hands. We give a yada to the Lord, a todah, showing agreement. That's right. When we extend our hands, we show agreement to the Lord. We're showing thankfulness. Hallelujah. It's like a handshake in our vernacular, in our way of thinking. But in God's way of thinking, there are covenant expressions that tell God that we are in agreement with Him. And lifting up holy hands is one of those ways that we agree with Him. And we extend our hands. Wow, that's like a child just reaching out to a parent and saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I trust you. Yeah, you know, just I trust you. And when we begin to praise God like that, it's just a beautiful thing. God enjoys it. You know, that's the thing about it. God enjoys it. The Bible said He's in the midst of us singing songs. Yeah, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. And that's what's happening. And when we get involved with His attributes, all the things that God says about Himself, that we can say, Lord, you're amazing. And you're just so amazing. We can sing songs to you. We can make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Our salvation is not some slippery, slidey sandcastle. No. He's the rock of our salvation. We can go to the rock from whence we were hewn. We were made out of rock. We were not made out of just some old fragile thing, a bunch of toothpicks put together, you know, and the windstorm comes along, just blows them some shanty that, no. We're not a shanty house, praise God. We're solid as a rock. And we can come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. See right there, He's a great God. This is Psalm 95. He's a great God and a great King above all gods. There's no other God. He's a King above gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. This is figurative language, of course, but still, we could see that the deep places of the earth are just in the palm of God's hand. The sea is His. He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. And some people don't believe that, but that's all right. And then it says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. That's the word in the Hebrew there is Barak. Kneel down, bowing before a king. Like Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. He crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercies. It doesn't stop. He's the Lord that forgives all of our sin and heals all of our diseases. Isn't that incredible? I just trust that you're being called to a higher place of praise right now. God's calling us to a higher place of praise. There's a song by Clint Brown. Oh, if you've never heard this, I can't imagine you haven't, but it's powerful. Join me. Let's go to a higher place. A higher place with God.
Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain, magnify His name, to tell all the people and the nation that He reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of glory. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand up upon the mountain and magnify His name, to tell all the people.
Higher place of praise. That's what God has for us, a higher place of praise. You know, when we respond to Him, He takes us to a higher level, and that becomes an amazing growth in the human heart spiritually. You know, people have ideas of spiritual things that are so erroneous. You say, well, how can you be so certain? Well, the scripture is what is the rock of truth. You know, what is truth? Truth comes from the Word. Jesus said, thy word is truth. The Word of God is true. It's been tested. It's been tried. You can take an experience and say, well, that's true. And it is true that it is a truth. It happened. But that doesn't make it the truth. You know, you have a $5 bill and say, this is true. It's a $5 bill. I have this money. Well, there's a $10 bill that's bigger than that one. And if you have a pop gun, maybe you're the biggest guy on the block, but somebody else has a BB gun. And so the BB gun becomes the king until somebody gets a shotgun. And then the shotgun becomes king. And then somebody gets a hand grenade and so on and so on. But you can talk about somebody that has power, but you can't tell me he's got more power than God. And so when we go to truths and people say, well, I saw this, I saw that, it's true, it's true, it's true. Yeah, I don't doubt that, but it's not the truth. That's why Jesus is called the way, the truth, and the life. He came, and the Bible said the expressed image of God is in the person of Jesus. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So he takes us to a higher place of praise. And if God says there's a higher place, then there's a higher place. And one of the places that is so high, I believe, it particularly as we walk and tread upon this earth, as we tread along in this place where there is demon activity, where there is tests and trials, where there is all kinds of stuff like that. The scripture said, many are the temptations, tests and trials of the believer, but out of them all, the Lord delivers us. So I don't know about you, but I'm not going to talk about the tests and trials. I'm going to talk about the way out. The deliverance part. I love this. It's in Jeremiah 33. I'm looking at it here. We just go up. Thus says the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place, which you shall say shall be desolate, without man, without beast, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man, without inhabitant, and without beast, kind of like our economy. It's not without strength right now, and in the year 2011, it's without strength. It's suffering. It's got a headache, a heartache, a footache. It's got a heart attack happening in a lot of places. But God says the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, says the Lord. God says, I'm going to bring it back to a place where the economy in your heart is stronger than it's ever been. Isn't that a great promise? He said, but it's going to start with a sacrifice of praise. What is a sacrifice of praise? It's a praise that you don't you don't have that inspiration to give because of what's going on. You have the inspiration to give it because of who God is. Because you know he's a king, he's a deliverer, he's the lover of your soul. He's long-suffering. He's the forgiver. He's the healer. He's the one who makes you righteous. He's the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. He's the one who is faithful and true. And because of these, we say, oh, Lord, I'm going to sacrifice a sacrifice of praise. Aren't you glad you don't have to bring an animal sacrifice? Aren't you glad that God's not making you sacrifice things like they used to? The Bible says in Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Somebody say, continually. Yeah. Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's a higher place of praise. You got to go way up out there high to get that one. Amen. It's way up there. Oh, yeah. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Somebody said, I have a praise, but it's in my heart. Well, you need to get it out of your heart and get it into your lips so God can hear it, because God likes to hear that. That's just one of the things about our God. He just likes to hear it. There's a great song by the Imperials. It's called Praise the Lord, and it is a beautiful description of giving a sacrifice of praise in the midst of trying circumstances. The Imperials, Praise the Lord.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Praise him. We want to keep praising him. We want to thank God. We're singing praises to his name.
Praise
you're going through something right now, let's just praise Him. Just learn how to do it. His name is great and greatly to be praised. Lord, thank you for working in families right now that are listening to this, touching their life, touching their bodies, to bring healing right now, forgiveness. There's mercy.
Lift those hands and sing it again right now, everybody. Sing praises to your name. That's it, sing. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly. It's so great, greatly to be praised.
To be praised. Lord, I thank you for just healing bodies right now. Thank you for touching hearts and minds. I thank you for relieving the pressure and the pain and the stress because your Spirit is working strong. Lord, I thank you that you're answering the prayer and the call of some people's hearts right now for a fresh anointing on their life, for a new beginning, a brand new beginning. I declare a new beginning for your life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you're ministering to your people the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sweet anointing, lifting every burden, mending hearts, meeting needs. In the name of Jesus. Break addiction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That's what it's like to worship Him. Just lift your hands again and worship Him. Yeah, we sing praises to your name, Lord. Praises to your name. Your name is great, Lord. It's so great. Greatly to be praised. Oh, we sing glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. I trust that God is ministering to you and lifting burdens, making things right, making things whole. You know, we find our peace with God. And nobody can take that peace away from us. Nobody can do that. Let's just pray right now that you'll find absolute strength. Lord, we pray for our friends right now. And we cast our cares upon you, Lord, for you care for us. And we trust in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We trust in the name of the Lord who has brought us to a large place, who's brought us to a place of grace and faith. And Lord, we're so thankful that we can trust in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And right now, just say it out loud. Lord, I receive your anointing, your calling, your hand for my life. I repent. I turn away from sin. I call Jesus Savior. I call him Lord. from this day forward, Jesus is Lord. I believe God raised you from the dead, Jesus. God raised you from the dead. If you prayed that, then you've come to a place of being in agreement with God. That's what you want to do, be in agreement with God. And when God and you are in agreement, something begins to happen that is so wonderful and so powerful. And then you start praising God and loving Him. And you know what? He hears your praises. There's no question about it. God hears our praises. He is a God who hears and answers prayer. And, you know, one thing is people oftentimes make prayer. You got to pray to God. You got to pray to God. Well, the Bible said with prayer and thanksgiving. So often in the New Testament, especially when he talks about praying, he talks about giving thanks to the Lord too. And with thanksgiving, make thanksgiving part of your life. Praising God, extolling Him, and just expressing favorable judgment about the attributes of heaven and glorifying the attributes of God. That makes a strong Christian. And so we thank God for that. There's a great song by Hillsong about hear our praises. Let's let God hear our praises as we go before Him and love Him in the name of Jesus.
As the people turn.
Hear our praises. That's Hillsong. That's powerful. Thank you, Lord. You do hear our praises when we praise your name, when we lift up our voice, when we lift up our hands, when we come into agreement with you about what you've said, about what who you are. That's the greatest thing you could ever learn in your life. Find out what who God is and praise him for it. Praise him for who he is, for what he said he could do. God, there's three things about God. God is who he says he is. God has what he says he has. And God can do what he said he can do. And that's faith, believing what God said and needing no other evidence. That's what it's all about. And when we do that, we come to a place where we are just, woo, man, we're just walking on, the word. We're walking on the water. We're walking on the word, and God is doing great things. And it's not hype at all. It's truth. It is the truth. And we need to understand that it is true. Hey, we have a new website for Team Edify. If you're new to the broadcast, the podcast, Team Edify is, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's working. It's on a couple of continents already. So God gave us an idea to create this Edify button. And we just had a guy one to the Lord yesterday, and some guy just walked up and said, hey, you know what? Has God edified or have you been edified recently? I think is what he said. And he said, I don't know what that is. And he began to share with him about edification. Of course, Jesus is the greatest edifier there ever was and won somebody to the Lord. But, you know, this is something that's kind of taking off, and we want you to be a part of it. So give a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
The pages said meet you at the information counter.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, you got here just in time. Thank the Lord you're here. It's not too late to become part of Team Edify and go on to edifyforlife.org. Edify for Life, EDIFYFORLAFE, edifyforlife.org. You know, God gave me this example of edifying people. He said that it takes more water than it has anything else to cause a seed to grow. You got to keep watering that seed till it brings it into a harvest. That's what edifying does. You can take it to your business. You can take it to your team. You can take it to your office. You can take it out on the field. You can take it to your home. And it's an amazing tool to touch people's lives with our Edify button. And I think you'll really like it. You'll look at it. It's colorful and it's lively and it's something you'll want to get involved with. You know what? We've been talking about praise today, praising the Lord. How God inhabits the praises of his people. There's a scripture I wanted to read here. It's one of the greatest passages. And when you think about it, Revelation chapter 19, it gives us a glimpse into heaven. And they're in heaven, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fall down and they worship God that sat on the throne saying, Amen and Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of many thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and the wife has made herself ready." My goodness, there's much praise going on in heaven. Praise our God, all ye servants. I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven. I'm going to get ready. And I'm doing as much as I can here to just worship and praise my God. And somebody said, "Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord." That sounds so like a hillbilly or something. Or you know, just some sounds like somebody who doesn't know how to live and doesn't have a job. Now, praise the Lord. But you know something? Satan tries to make everything that's beautiful into something negative. He tries to take everything that's simply beautiful and it belongs to God and just turn it around to some crazy thing. They don't mind on television and the media just running things down, making everybody look like some kind of a kook who, you know, doesn't have enough sense, you know, to get out of the rain. But you know something? I read this scripture here and I say to myself, "Praise the Lord, ye servants, and you that fear him." Well, guess what? I'm afraid. In that sense, I'm afraid. I fear God. I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid of the boogeyman. I'm not afraid of those things. But I fear God. I'm not afraid of him where I run and hide, but I fear him. And I'm afraid of him in an awe, reverence, an awesome reverence, an awe and wonderment, that my hands go up and I just start thanking him. And I'll tell you what, I hear the sound of many waters and loud voices in heaven saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both great and small." And that's mighty, mighty, mighty. That is so mighty. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever, Psalm 118 says. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. This may be a bit much for some. You may have to run and hide. No, don't do that. Join in, because you're going to get, this is, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Yeah. You are good.
And your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
We worship you.
Yeah, that's Israel Houghton. We worship you for who you are. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. You know something? That song all by itself is a crash course in praise and worship to God. It just has it all in there. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. I praise you for who you are. That's the key. Find out who God is and start extolling it. Anything you find out about God, just put it in your heart and begin to declare it. Just put it in your heart and begin to declare it. And I guarantee you things cannot stay the way they are. They have to get better. They have to change. They have to go in a better direction, because God will not be indebted to any man and to any situation. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Well, praise the Lord. That's about it for today. And we didn't even get to all the stuff we wanted to get to. But, you know, that's all right. And we'll let Limit X take us out. Go tell it on the mountain. It's time to keep shouting the victory. It's time. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. You can't keep it to yourself. You got to tell somebody. That's right. Go tell it. Come on.
Come on, go. Tell it on the mountain, yeah, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Well, till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying thank you for joining us with our program. We love you. We bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the help from Greg Amon and Alan Gutfeld. Without it, I couldn't do it. And don't put anything off. Obey God today. Don't put it off, because it is time.